Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the Green Jackets' second game of a six-game road trip. Welcome to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Nathan Starless with you from Charleston, South Carolina. Green Jackets yesterday dropped their third straight game while the River Dogs picked up yet another victory in this second half. The Green Jackets ran into a buzzsaw of a team last night. The River Dogs, currently leading the division by four games, have won 10 of their last 11, have a chance to win their sixth straight this evening. Oh, and they've got one of the best rotations in all of single-A baseball. Yesterday, final score 6-3, but it might have been more, or rather less competitive than the final score indicated. Green Jackets got off to a 1-0 lead on the second pitch of the game when Ambioris Tavares hit a solo home run, but the River Dogs would score the next six runs. Green Jackets got a pair back in the late stages, but the River Dogs comfortably coasted to victory. They are now 17-8 here in the second half of the season. Green Jackets dropped their third straight. They were 11-11 on Friday. They are now 11-14 and tied for last place with Kannapolis. Meanwhile, the River Dogs have stayed mighty hot in no part thanks to the impressive rotation that the River Dogs have. Not only do they have the leader in ERA in the league, he is Friday's starter, Yoniel Corette. They also have this man who starts tonight, Trevor Martin, out of Oklahoma State. He is coming on the back of three outings in which he has struck out 8, 7, and 10 men. He has struck out no fewer than eight men, or rather no fewer than seven men in any of his last five outings. He has dropped his ERA down to 3.40, and he's picked up five consecutive wins in each of his last five outings going back to the middle of June. The Green Jackets will have a mighty tough task this evening. However, maybe some good luck here is there's a Wade Boggs jersey in the crowd, a Red Sox Wade Boggs jersey nonetheless, so we'll see if that brings them any luck. Speaking of Red Sox, the Braves last night picked up a loss at Fenway Park in the first of a two-game set tonight, a tremendous pitching matchup up in Boston with Brian Bayo, the impressive young starter for the Red Sox, taking on his peer, although maybe slightly more established peer, Spencer Strider, who has struck out 40 more batters than any other pitcher in all of baseball. A great game that's going to get underway at about 7:20 this evening. It's a national TV broadcast, so no chance to tune into your favorite broadcasters on Bally Live or Bally Sports, that is, but it should be a great contest there as the Braves will look to take a split. For whatever reason, the Red Sox have really fared well against the Braves in the last couple of years. The Braves will be off tomorrow before they return home to take on the NL Central second-place team, the Milwaukee Brewers, while the Red Sox will head out to the West Coast and take on the Giants. A couple of teams played earlier today in the Carolina League. A couple of games already have gone final. Kannapolis beat Delmarva 5-3. While Fayetteville shut out Down East 4-0. So two of the six games already completed this evening as the Green Jackets River Dogs tip closer to first pitch here this evening. Giancarlo Lara will make the start for the Green Jackets. His second start of the month, has not pitched in over 20 days. His last action was on July 5th when he got roughed up by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It'll be another start for Lara, who opened up this year largely as a reliever, has struggled in a starting role this year, but by and large has electric stuff when he can locate. Walks have been a problem, hit batsmen have been a problem, and balks have been a massive problem for Lara, who has balked 9 times over the course of this season, including a trio of balks in the last time he faced the River Dogs. That was a game back in early June. So Lara, for him, it's very much about how he starts. If he can start off with confidence and build on that, it's very possible that he will end up being able to carry the Green Jackets to a win today, something they have not done since Friday. Lara will be making his 9th start, his 7th consecutive start, and again, just his 2nd of the month. As a starter, his ERA is almost 6. As a reliever, it was close to 2. So, again, very concerning splits there. Chandler Simpson leads it off for the River Dogs yet again. He plays almost every game, and yesterday went 1-for-5 and did not steal a base, something of a rarity for the speedster. Had a chance to catch up with Chandler Simpson all the way back in May when the River Dogs visited the Green Jackets. So let's see if we can find the interview that we did with him then, because he was a very well-spoken guy, and looking for it right now. It's somewhere here. Here it is. We'll take it to it now.
It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. Nathan Strauss, joined by the man who's been leading off all week for the River Dogs and stolen a couple of bags while he's at it, Chandler Simpson. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I think the first thing that jumps out when anyone watches your game is obviously the speed. Some scouts have said it's an 80-grade speed. Some would say they'd break the scale and give you a 90 if possible. Where does that speed come from? Were you always fast?
Yeah, I was always pretty fast as a young age. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just it's been developing over time as I got older. But yeah, I've just always been blessed with it.
Now, you're a Georgia boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up a Braves fan by any chance?
Most definitely all Braves fan. All Braves everything.
Did you have a favorite player growing up?
Growing up, yeah, I really liked Chipper. I liked Dan Ugla, like all of them growing up. So
now I understand that as far as like high school baseball goes, travel baseball goes, Georgia is one of the most elite states in the country. Mm-hmm. What was the competition like for you at that level?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of competition in high school baseball in Georgia. It's like the mecca of high school baseball, honestly. It's a lot of people from Atlanta, from Georgia in general, in baseball, that's in college baseball now, tearing it up there, and in minor league ball. So, yeah, we all come from Atlanta, so.
Have you seen any guys who you used to play with or against in minor league baseball so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Cabrera Weaver, Kevin Kilpatrick, he's there, Mark Church, Lawrence Butler, and then Michael Harris, so he's in the big league. So
yeah, we saw a couple of those guys earlier this year as mm-hmm. well. When it came time for college, Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, mm-hmm. not too far from home. What was your experience like there?
Oh, it was great. I was, you know what I'm saying, gifted with ability. I could go back home, play for my city, in front of my city, stay with my family, see my folks. So, it was a great opportunity. I'm glad I did it.
Do you feel like your game has developed so far since being drafted and sort of experiencing pro ball as opposed to college?
Yeah, most definitely. Just paying attention to little details that can make myself better, and then trying to tap into a little bit of power to make me a 5-tool player.
When it comes to your defense as well, we've seen you make a couple of great plays so far. Mm-hmm. What is your approach defensively? And we've seen you play in all 3 positions, I think, this week as well.
Yeah, just to get good reads, know what the field is like, know what the wind is doing, know what hitter is up to the plate, and just reading swings, counts, things like that, so I can make the best play on the ball.
I see the Omega Sci-Fi mm-hmm. wristband. Yeah. What was the experience like there for you? I know it can be like a really powerful thing for folks.
Yeah, no, it was great. My dad's in it. I have a lot of uncles in it as well, and it was just a great opportunity for me. I'm glad I was able to do it while I was at Tech, and it's changed my life. So.
And do you still stay connected to the brothers too?
Most definitely, all the time.
Who are the people who support you the most or have supported you the most, I guess, in this journey for you?
Yeah, I say my dad and my mom. My dad's been there through this baseball journey, through car rides, tournaments, everything since I started at 2 years old. So definitely him, and then my mom just being a supporter the whole way as well.
You started 2 years old, like T-ball?
2 years old, yeah.
Wow, so you're approaching now two decades of playing ball. Mm-hmm. Does it ever get old being a professional baseball player?
Nah, it's just a game, a kid's game, and I'm just glad I get to do it every day.
Obviously, this is one of the weird moments where, you know, you're from Atlanta, mm-hmm. you're a Braves fan growing up, and then you get selected by the Rays, not a real rival of the Braves, but this week at the very least, and, you know, 18 more times this year, you'll be playing, you know, potentially some future Braves out there. Is it ever weird to you to, like, go up against a team that sort of a team that you grew up supporting?
No, it's not really weird, but I know it's like a hometown team, and I just know I kind of want to give them the business even more, you know, so I kind of want to give it to them a little more since my hometown team.
Has there ever been a pitcher who you've seen that you've thought, maybe I can't steal a base off of him?
No, not yet. I haven't came across him yet, but we'll see.
And do you think the new rules, you know, the pitch clock and I guess, you know, as you progress up, the rules about how many times guys can throw over, do you think that's going to help someone like you as you continue to grow as well?
Most definitely. I think speed is coming back, and I feel like guys are taking advantage of it now, being pioneers of it coming back, and I'm just glad to see it.
Yeah, it's very like old school kind of baseball in a way.
Definitely.
Last thing for you, I ask all the people from Atlanta and from Georgia this, favorite Atlanta rapper?
Favorite Atlanta rapper? Oh, Lil Baby for sure.
Very respectable answer.
Yeah.
Well, Chandler, I know you're not on our team, but we'll see you a couple more times this year, and it's been very fun to watch you run around out there this week. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
No problem. Thank you.
Back with Green Jackets Baseball in a few short moments on the Green Jackets Radio Network, Bally Live, and MILB TV.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Wednesday night baseball here from the Holy City. Green Jackets taking on the River Dogs in game 2 of 6 as the River Dogs look to extend their 4-game lead top of the Carolina League South, with the Green Jackets standing in their way, and principally so with the big right-handed starter Giancarlos Lara. Green Jackets yesterday took a tough loss 6-3. They got a lead early with a solo home run from the leadoff man Ambiori Tavares, but then the River Dogs jumped all over Augusta starter Luis Vargas and cruised to victory. Tonight, it'll be the big righty Trevor Martin, 6'5" tall, 260 pounds, drafted out of Oklahoma State, converted from a reliever into a starter. He is completing his warm-up tosses right now with Mario Fernandez behind the plate. The Green Jackets will have this lineup this evening. Some shuffling in the top of the order. Yoris Tavares leads it off. EJ Exposito, who had been batting third over the last couple of weeks, is now batting second. Jeremy Celedonio moves up from the cleanup spot to bat third, while Bryson Worrell drops down from second to cleanup. So a little bit of shuffling among batters 2 through 4. Jair Casanova, 0-for-11 last week, gets his first action of the series, batting fifth. He has dipped down to a 189 average this year. Batting sixth is Eliezel Stevens, went 2-for-11 with a double and a triple in his return to Augusta last week. Francisco Floyd bats seventh, while Dawson Diamond, the former Charleston River Dog who was traded from this team last season, bats eighth, and Tyler Collins, 0-for-3 yesterday, continues to bat ninth. Defensively for the River Dogs here, it is Edwin Barragan who takes over at third base, while Ryan Spikes plays at short yet again, Cooper Kinney at second, and Xavier Isaac maintains his spot at first. The outfield from left to right, Chandler Simpson, Christopher Berrete, and John Diaz. Mario Fernandez behind the plate as the right-hand hitting Ambioris Tavares steps into the box in his last 7 games, 3 homers, 5 runs batted in, and hitting a crisp .320. Ready on ready matchup as we get set to go here. Batter's box in shadow, pitcher's mound in sun, advantage arms. As Martin delivers, It is in for a strike at 93 as we are underway. Temperatures at 89 degrees. First pitch at 7:05 with a partly cloudy sky behind us over into the marshes above. As Tavares will take this one inside for a ball, 1-1. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium, nowhere near as full as it was last night with over 5,000 fans, but it is located in marshland, not too far away from the mouth of the Atlantic Ocean. 1-1. Misses outside and low. It's a 2-1 count. Yesterday, Tavares took the second pitch of the game and dropped it over the scoreboard out of the ballpark. His third homer in seven games. Been on a tear as of late. The 2-1. Popped up, right side, foul, and now drifting out of play. Again, the batter's box on both sides and maybe about 10 feet up the first base line are in the shade of the awning from the press box. The rest of the field is in sunlight. 2-2 the count. No score. Just underway here in the top of the first. Trevor Martin working from the windup delivers. It's crushed to left field again, and he has number 4 in 8 days. That ball is way out of here into the river. A leadoff home run on back-to-back nights for Ambioris Tavares, as he cannot be contained. His fourth homer in a week and a half, and Augusta, for the second straight night, takes a 1-0 lead after the first AB. Get out your fishing net and go get that one from the river. And Augusta on top, 1-0. EJ Exposito, next man up, swing and a miss. He's down in the count here, 0-1. Slider for a strike. 0-4 yesterday was Exposito. Down to 212 now on the season. Martin, the 0-2. Line to center field. Going back is Barrette towards the track. He's got plenty of room. This is really hanging up there, and now he'll make the catch, one away. So one run home on the solo shot by Tavares and one out as Jeremy Celedonio steps in 0-1 with 3 walks yesterday, and he'll foul off the first pitch here. Celedonio up to 46 free passes on the season. Down in the count here, 0-1, infield pulled over to the third base side, and the pitch is caught on and missed, slider down and away. Oh and 2 with Worrell on deck. The pitch is in the dirt. Taken, change up downstairs. Trevor Martin coming into today, 6-4, a 3.30 ERA. This is his third appearance against the Green Jackets. 9 2/3 innings of work with an 0-1 record. And he gave up just 4 runs in those 2 outings. 1-2 here on Celedonio with no one on. The pitch is caught on and missed. Fastball got him at 94. So Bryson Worrell will step in. Fourth man to bat this half inning. Switch hitter batting left, going lefty on righty with Martin having retired the last two men. Tavares took a 2-2 pitch, sent it into the river out of left field. First pitch to Worrell. Tried to backdoor him with a slider, misses wide, 1-0. Green Jackets lead the league in home runs. Kannapolis doing their best to chase him down, but that homer from Tavares, number 75 of the season for Augusta, almost won a game. The The 1-0. Fastball outside. In the month of July, coming into today, prior to this game, Martin had 27 strikeouts, 4 walks, and allowed just 3 runs. 2-0, popped up left field, shallow playable, Simpson darting in. Shortstop and third baseman are also there. It's the third baseman, Barragan, who makes the catch. Side retired. But for the second straight day, Ambioris Tavares hits a solo shot to begin the game. John Carlos Lara to the mound, and we come back. It's 1-0 Augusta here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning. Green Jackets on top, 1-0. Ambioris Tavares yet again launching a homer to begin the contest. His 7th of the season, his 4th in 8 games. John Carlos Lara, the righty from the Dominican, on the mound, making just his 2nd start of the month and 1st in exactly 3 weeks' time. His last outing came on the 5th of July, and he will have this lineup to worry about today. It is Chandler Simpson to lead it off, followed by Cooper Kinney and Xavier Isaac. Isaac homered yesterday, his 11th of the year. Ryan Spikes bats cleanup. John Diaz hits 5th. Raudelis Martinez hits 6th, with Barrete hitting 7th. Bottom two in the lineup, the only two replacements. Edwin Barragan bats 8th, and Mario Fernandez hitting just .087, batting 9th. Leading it off, Chandler Simpson, who we heard from on our Phoenix Printing pregame player feature on the TaxSlayer pregame show, has never met a pitcher who he has not thought he could steal a base off of. 69 stolen bases on the year. Lefty in the box, first pitch to him, taken high at 96. Francisco Floyd at third base is way in on the grass. Tavares at short, Exposito at second, and Stevens at first. The 1-0 down and away. Jair Casanova plays in left field with Tyler Collins in center, Bryson Worrell in right, and Dawson Diamond, former River Dog, doing the catching. 2-0 pitch, grounded towards third. Floyd Fields will fire across his body to first for the out, one away. That'll bring up Cooper Kinney, another lefty in this lineup. There are 6 left-handed hitters in the lineup. They had 7 yesterday. It is a constant parade of men who don't have to walk all that far from the River Dogs dugout down that first base line. Ready on lefty matchup, first pitch, fastball for a strike, 95. We've seen Lara anywhere from 94 to 97, touching maybe 98, 99 on good days. The 0-1. Just outside, slider. Fastball, slider, change. Sometimes maybe an occasional sinker from Lara. He's got a lot of movement on his pitches. The stuff is electric. 1-1. Driven to right field. This could tie it. Worrell back towards the track, and that ball's gone. Number 8 of the season for Cooper Kinney. Just the 2nd long ball allowed by Lara all year. And we are all square at 1 apiece. No waiting around for either of these two teams. Yesterday, So we're tied 1-1. Xavier Isaac steps in, checks his swing, does not hold up. It's a strike on a changeup. Isaac yesterday homered in the first inning. That was to put the River Dogs up 2-1 at that point, the 0-1. Slider did not get the outside corner. Isaac hitting 266, 11 long balls, 43 driven in. 1-for-1 with a walk against Lara. That was back in June. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Disappearing changeup got him there. It's 1-2. So a homer apiece in the first inning. These two teams have combined for 36 homers against each other this year as Isaac goes down on strikes. Couldn't hold up on a changeup, and there is out number two. This is game 14 between the two teams. Series 7-6 in favor of the River Dogs. So averaging almost three homers a game. First pitch to Ryan Spikes is a slider for a strike. Spikes batting cleanup yesterday. Went 1-for-3 with a walk. He is hitless against Lara in his career. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Goes down to the count here 0-2. Down to a knee on changeup. 1-1 the score with no one aboard and two men out. The 0-2. Slider inside for a ball. Ready on ready. Lara going from the full windup. 1-2. Called strike three. Frozen with a slider. And he gets back-to-back strikeouts to retire the side. Each team with a solo blast. We're all tied up at one after the first. No commercials between innings here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Back here for the top of the second inning. Green Jackets and River Dogs all tied up at one. Each team with a solo bomb in the first. Leading it off, Jair Casanova. It'll be Jair Casanova, the lefty Eliezel Stevens, and Francisco Floyd due up against Trevor Martin this half inning. Casanova did not play yesterday, 0-for-11 last week. Did reach in every game. He'll take a changeup for a strike here. He got hit once and walked twice. Actually got hit in the head. Sort of a scary play. Last Saturday in the loss. 0-1. Poked foul out of play. Good crowd here on the lower bowl on this Wednesday evening. Nothing will compare yesterday with the Aaron Judge bobblehead giveaway. A tremendous crowd for a Tuesday night. 5,400. 0-2 in the dirt. Casanova lays off. Brent. One and two the count. Infield is shallow on the right side and deep on the left side. Not quite a shift, but an alignment for sure. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him swinging. Second strikeout of the day for Trevor Martin, and there's one away here in the second. So that'll bring up Eliezel Stevens, who went 2-for-11 in his three games that he played last week. A double of the RBI variety on Sunday, also tripled on Friday. A lefty will take a ball here. This is Stevens' 21st game at the low A level. He played 17 of them last season, getting his second full series of action with the Green Jackets. The 1-0 is driven off the end of the bat towards left center field. The left fielder converges, but it's the center fielder, Perrette, who makes the catch two away. So quickly, two away here in the inning. Francisco Floyd to the plate. 1-1 the score, and Martin gets Floyd to swing and miss at a first pitch fastball. It's 0-1. Floyd down to 187, four homers, 12 driven in. Went 2-for-10 last week. The 0-1 line foul down the right field line. Oh, and 2 the count, no one on. And the pitch is just outside. Martin trying to paint the corner. So a 1-2 count to the righty Floyd. Martin delivers. It is taken down and away. Two and two the count, Dawson Diamond on deck if Floyd can extend the inning. And the pitch is down in the dirt, blocked well by Mario Fernandez behind the plate. So full count to the speedy Floyd, who has 5 stolen bases without being caught against the River Dogs this year. The 3-2. Off the outside corner, ball 4. He lost him after going up in the count 0-2. So a great at-bat from Floyd. He is aboard. A 2-out walk, and that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. So Diamond to the plate, the right-handed catcher, 0-for-5 with 2 walks last week, hitting just .169. Floyd on first. First pitch to Diamond, taken in the dirt. He checked his swing, but no dice on appeal. Floyd with his lead. The 1-0. That's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Changeup at 89. Pickoff throw to first. Floyd back in on a dive. Green Jackets looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. They've been outscored 30-10 over those last 3 games. Meanwhile, the River Dogs coming in today piping hot. One-one. Flown to shallow left center field. Perrette battling the sun, now backtracking in the center field alley, and he will make the catch, side retired. A walk, one left. We head to the bottom of the second, all tied up at one.
Match Made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, it's Woman and Wine Night at the ballpark this evening, which I guess means that they play a lot of sort of 90s R&B by women and maybe serve some wine. I wouldn't know up here in the press box. 1-1 the score as we head to the bottom of the second. It will be batters 5, 6, and 7. John Diaz, Raudelius Martinez, and Christopher Berrete set to bat. John Diaz leading it off, 1-for-3 with a double in yesterday's game, hitting .239, 3 homers, 32 driven in. Floyd, the third baseman, in on the cut of the grass for the lefty, first pitch, taken outside for a ball. .10, change up outside. Braves and Red Sox just underway up in Boston in game two of a two-game set. 2-0. Grounded softly towards first. Second baseman Exposito ranges over to play it. Stevens to the bag for the out. Stevens, a converted middle infielder to playing first base, did a good job there of not overcommitting and letting the second baseman Exposito make that play. Next up, the left-hand hitting DH, Raudelis Martinez, down in the count here 0-1 with a foul ball. 1-for-3 with a double yesterday as well. The River Dogs stacked up 11 hits with their 6 runs that they used to win the series opener. 0-1. Caught on and missed. Great changeup from Lara. Lara did not pitch last week. They gave him a little bit of extra time. Just his second outing of the month, first in 3 weeks, so he should have a very fresh arm. Oh, 2. Taken inside. One the score, no one on, one away here in the bottom of the second. John Carlos Lara, the righty, looking out at Raudelius Martinez in the left-hand batter's box. 1-2 pitch on the outside corner, a beauty at 100 miles an hour to strike him out. And there is out number 2. You know, I'm not quite sure that was 100 miles an hour. The scoreboard actually just lit up and said 106, which is unlikely. 2 away now, Berrete to the plate. He'll line this one to left for a base hit. First pitch swinging, and he has another knock. He went 2-for-4 yesterday, so his third hit of the series. And a 2-out single. Edwin Barragan gets his first look at Augusta, added to the roster a couple of weeks ago. First pitch to him, down and away for a ball. Barragan, 5-for-12 last week at Delmarva with his only homer of the year and drove in 4-of-6. He's hitting .313, but limited sample size. On deck, Mario Fernandez, who Augusta also has not yet seen this year. 1-0. Popped up a mile high into shallow center field. Now it's drifting in on towards the infield grass, and Exposito makes the catch to the right of second base to retire the side. Top of the third when we come back. Even up at one, Green Jackets with 9-1-2 coming up. Back here for the top of the third inning. We are all tied up, 1-1. Green Jackets have Tyler Collins in first with Amioris Tavares, responsible for Augusta's lone hit and lone run. Batting second, EJ Exposito, the third man due up against Trevor Martin this half inning. Scoreless between the Braves and the Red Sox up at Fenway Park. That game in the top of the second. Tyler Collins in to lead it off. The lefty will draw the infield in at the corners. Certainly the third baseman in. First baseman Isaac is playing back. First pitch taken just upstairs. Fastball at 91. And that's how we get underway here in the top of the third. Green Jackets and River Dogs tied at one apiece. The 1-0 way up high. Gets out of the way of the backstop. Out of the mitt of the catcher Fernandez, who will be due up to begin the bottom of the third. Each team with a run, River Dogs with two hits, that two-out single from Barrette, their second of the day. 2-0 here to Tyler Collins, 0-3 yesterday, and the 2-0 is outside corner for a strike. One. Same spot. Good call by the catcher Fernandez. He was able to bring that one in, and it's a 2-2 count. Collins hitting 197, looking to get back over that 200 mark here this evening. 2-2. Line foul out of play. Yesterday got treated to a beautiful sunset, a beautiful edition of baseball sky is one of life's true delights. Might be in store for another one this evening in about an hour's time. 2-2. Misses just outside. Tried to go back to that outside part of the plate where he got the first two strike calls and did not get the call this time. So the count will go full with no one away. Just underway in the top of the third, all tied up at one. 3-2 pitch. Misses outside, ball four. Again, tried to locate there on the black and missed by maybe half an inch. Second walk of the game, surrendered by Trevor Martin, who has now two free passes and two strikeouts. Coming in today, mentioned this earlier, in the month of July, 27 strikeouts, four walks, and three runs. Well, already two more walks to that today. And Collins, who leads Augusta in stolen bases, is on first base for Amioris Tavares, who homered his last time up. First pitch to him, swinging a foul tip to the backstop. Collins had begun to take off there, but it just was tipped 24 stolen bases for Tyler Collins this year with 5 caught stealings, almost a third of the way to Chandler Simpson's league-leading 69. He's going here. The pitch fouled off. Another hit and run. I think Collins might have had that base comfortably, but instead the count goes to 0-2. Tavares launched that home run to begin the ball game, up to 7 on the season. OPS 660. 0-2 is flown in the air down the right field line. Should be playable here for Diaz, who drifts towards the foul line and makes the catch in the shadow for the out. Plenty of shadow down the right side of the field, almost half of the right side of the field. If you drew a line from home plate through second base to the batter's eye, almost half the right side of the field in shadow, but it's coming off the trees over to our right, so it's kind of stripey out there between sun and shadow. One away, EJ Exposito, who flew out to center at the plate. Hitless this series. Collins on first. And the pickoff throw comes over. They had Collins leaning, but no tag applied. He's back in plenty of time. Collins goes. It's taken inside for a ball. The throw down goes into center field, and Collins is safe at second. No further advance as he puts the brakes on wisely. But he gets down into scoring position, and the pitch missed. So a chance here for Exposito, maybe to get the runner over or bring him in. 37 driven home this year by EJ Exposito, second on the team. The 1-0 in for a strike. One game, 1-1 count. Martin checks the runner at second in the pitch. Slider misses down and away. Tried to get that breaking ball that breaks away from a right-handed batter to just cross the lower outside part of the plate, but could not do so. 25th stolen base of the year for Collins. 25 stolen bases now on 30 attempts. The 2-1. Cracked up the middle and threw to center field for a base hit. They're going to wave around Collins. Here comes the throw from the center field to Barrette. It's a beauty, and he is out. Collins thought he was safe. He puts his hands out to say maybe he was, but the throw beat him by a mile. And the Green Jackets have a runner thrown out at the plate here. Two away now in the inning. Exposito does take second. They'll give him a single. But Collins erased on the putout, 8-2. And he was indeed out. Collins thought he might have been in there, but the throw did beat him. The tag beat him comfortably. So a man on second now with two away. And going for third is Exposito. The throw down is not going to be in time. Exposito has now stolen 7 bases in a row without getting caught after going just 2-for-4 in the early weeks of the year. So he is now on third. Still 2 outs, so you need something in play or a wild pitch to bring him home. The 1-0. Breaking ball beauty. Swung on and missed. Infield back all the way around. 1-1 to Celedonio, who struck out in the first. The pitch from Martin. Breaking ball golfed out and missed. Celedonio has struggled with slow breakers this year. Martin trying to strand a runner on third. And the 1-2. Fastball misses outside. Yeah. Expositos singled, took second on the throw, and then stole third. Then the 2-2. Breaking ball, crushed to left, but foul. Yanked just to the left of the foul pole, but comfortably foul. Martin taking an awfully long time here. Pitch clock down to one, and now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strike three. Green Jackets have a runner thrown out at the plate and cannot get another runner home from third. And we head to the bottom of the third. It is still a one-run ball game.
Road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the third in Charleston, South Carolina. Green Jackets, River Dogs tied up at one apiece. Green Jackets had a runner thrown out at home plate on a nice outfield assist from center fielder Christopher Perrette. Still tied up at zeros in Boston in the top of the third. A great pitching duel up there between Spencer Strider and Brian Bello, just reinstated from the paternity list for the Red Sox. 9-1-2 to the plate, and leading it off and smoking one to center is Fernandez right at Collins, who does not move, just stands up straight, one pitch, one out. Well, I was going to say Mario Fernandez, 2-for-24 his career so far, and make him 2-for-25. So the lineup card flips over for Chandler Simpson. 1-for-5 yesterday. A ground out to Francisco Floyd at third to begin the game today. The lefty will take the first pitch for a ball up and away. Simpson hitting .286. No homers, 19 runs batted in, and 69 stolen bases. The 1-0. Cut on and missed. Changeup that ended up getting through the legs of the Green Jackets catcher Dawson Diamond. Simpson leads all of baseball in stolen bases by 10. The next closest is a Marlins prospect in AA. And the 1-1. Grounded up the first baseline. Stevens will get it himself, take it to the bag, beat Simpson by about a step and a half. He really makes every infield play so close. But there is out number two. Eliezel Stevens playing first base, mentioned earlier, but converted into a first baseman last year. Did make an error on Sunday that proved to be costly on a dropped pickoff attempt. Cooper Kinney, who homered, is at the plate now. The lefty will foul this one off into the netting. It's 0-1. Kinney hitting .255, now 8 homers, 33 driven in. Both teams got a solo shot on the first. Neither team has scored since. Each team with a pair of hits. The 0-1 from Lara. Caught on and missed. Change up in the dirt. Had him very fooled. So Kenny will call time here. Lara's looked very good so far. 30 pitches so far through 2 2/3 innings. He has fanned 3. And the 0-2. Taken just inside. So the count goes to 1-2. Infield back, as is the outfield here for the power-hitting Kinney. With no one on, the 1-2 pitch, grounded to second. Exposito is there, aims and fires to first for the out, side retired. Three complete, Green Jackets coming up in the top of inning number four. All tied up at one apiece here from Charleston. Top of the fourth here at the Joe. We're all tied up at one apiece on this Wednesday night. Green Jackets taking on the Charleston River Dogs. It'll be 4, 5, and 6. Bryson Worrell in to lead it off, followed up by Casanova and Stevens. First pitch to the lefty in for a strike on the outside corner. Worrell popped up in foul territory to third base to end the inning. In the first, each team a run on two hits with a ready Trevor Martin on the mounds. 0-1 for Martin. Big breaking ball nubbed over towards first. Fielded by Isaac, who will step on the bag himself. He drops the ball. It gets kicked away over towards the bullpen. Worrell's going to try for second, and there won't be a throw. He is in safely on the error. That'll become a two-base error on Xavier Isaac. Well, last year's first-round pick has been so defensively solid this year. Just picked up that ground ball as he was taking it over towards the first base bag. It just scooted out of the palm of his glove. And it kicked over towards the bullpen and foul ground. And Bryson Worrell, with an assist from first base coach Francisco Diaz, ends up at second. So Worrell, with his tremendous speed, is in scoring position with no one out. And Jair Casanova at the plate. First pitch to Casanova inside. Casanova struck out in the second. Bryson Worrell, in his last week of games, is now hitting .370 with 7 stolen bases. He has yet to be caught, as this one inside as well, 2-0 to Casanova. Worrell up to second place on the team. He is 16 of 17. In theft this year. We probably don't want to risk him with no one out here in the inning. 2-0. Casanova takes one low for a ball. 3-0. Casanova, hitless in his last 12 at-bats, has walked twice and been hit in that time span. Green Jackets and River Dogs all tied up at one, but a man at second and a chance maybe for two on and no one out pending this AB from Casanova. The 3-0, taken outside, snap throw back to second, not in time. So a four-pitch walk to Jair Casanova has men on first and second with no one out in the inning for the power-hitting lefty, Eliezel Stevens.
First base, number 17, Stevens.
So Casanova earns a walk on base streak now at four games for Casa, Bryson Worrell at second. And we're going to have a visit from the pitching coach, Levy Romero, here as he will come out with catcher Mario Fernandez just to chat it up with Trevor Martin. Martin not very efficient with his pitches so far tonight. Now up to 57 here with two aboard and no one out in the top of the fourth. Last time out, Martin struck out a career-high 10. He had struck out 27 in his three games in the month before today, having only given up three runs. And yes, only one run allowed today, but this is two more base runners. He has let five men reach. And just not a whole lot of strikes. Speaking of a whole lot of strikes, tomorrow night's pitcher, Marcus Johnson, throws more strikes than anyone in the league. Has six walks on the season to 96 strikeouts. He throws about 75% strikes, which is astronomically high. So Bryson Worrell on second, Jair Casanova on first for the lefty, Eliezel Stevens. Bunt spot here perhaps, but Stevens a slugger, may as well let him swing the bat. First pitch on the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Stevens thought it might have missed away, and looks like it got a little bit of the black. Beautiful sunset off to our right. Martin checks the runner at second, and the 0-1. Line towards the alley in right center field. No one's going to get there. It's going to drop in on the warning track. One run will come in to score. They're going to wave around the runner from first. Casanova will score standing. And it's actually over the fence for a ground rule double. So Casanova will have to go back to third. It took a bounce off the warning track, then bounced off the top of the wall and hit the scoreboard. So a bailout there for the River Dogs, because that would easily have been a triple clearing the bases. Instead, just the one run home as Stevens picks up his second double in his last four games. The run does come in to score. And the Green Jackets now on top, 2-1. Now men at second and third with still no one out for Francisco Floyd, who walked in the second. Green Jackets threatening. Floyd will take a ball. Stevens now 3 for 12. Every hit has been for extra bases. He's on second, infield in all the way around. 1-0 to Floyd. Driven towards the same spot, the alley, right center field. Diaz chasing it back towards the track. He will make the catch. It'll be a very deep sacrifice fly, as Casanova will score. The throw gets away. It's going to go all the way towards the dugout, and it is saved by the top step. That one nearly got in Stevens from second, as the elevated concrete of the dugout prevented that one from becoming a free base on a throwing error from center field. But the Green Jackets score again. 13th ribby of the season for Floyd. Sacrifice fly as Casanova scores. Stevens takes third, and so a chance maybe for another run here. The man on third and one away. A productive out will do it for Dawson Diamond. Flew out to center to end the second. Infield remains in. First pitch to Diamond, grounded foul. That throw from the center fielder, rather the right fielder, Diaz, skipped all the way through the infield. All it needed to do is take maybe an inch-high bounce on that infield warning track and foul ground, and that skips into the dugout, and it's an automatic base for the ball going out of play. 0-1, breaking ball outside. Diamond didn't offer. They appeal up the middle. He did not go. Second RBI for Stevens, 13th for Floyd. Green Jackets on top, 3-1 with a man on third. The 1-1 lined up the middle, base hit. It nearly takes the umpire's hand off. It's an RBI single for Dawson Diamond, and the Green Jackets hang a three spot on Trevor Martin here in this inning. He had only allowed 3 runs in his previous 19 innings of work, but the Green Jackets have broken through, and it's now a 4-1 ball game. Stevens in easily from third. The inning began with a two-base error by the first baseman Xavier Isaac, then a walk, put men on first and second, an RBI double for Stevens, then a sac fly and an RBI single. 3 straight run-producing ABs. As Collins lines this one off the end of the bat towards left field, Simpson dives and can't get there. He knocks it down. Diamond had to break late, and he will stay at second. It's another base hit in the inning, the third of the frame, as every man to come up to the plate this inning has been productive, either reaching base or retorting a sacrifice fly. And that's going to do it for Trevor Martin, who is getting smacked around here in the top of the fourth. Diamond at second, Collins at first, and with just one away and 2 men aboard, a lengthy inning for Martin will come to an end. As we'll have a pitching change here, and we'll get you the details when we come back. Green Jackets on top, 4-1, looking to halt this 5-game winning streak for the league leaders.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Green Jackets piling it on. We're back here in the top of the fourth. Trevor Martin's evening is over after 3 1/3 innings of work. He's given up 4 runs already with 2 more aboard. And the Green Jackets, for the first time this series, will face an arm they have yet to see this year. The Dominican righty, Herlin Rosario, making his third appearance for Charleston. He's gone 3 innings so far, has struck out 6 and walked 2, yet to allow a run. First pitch to Ambioris Tavares in the dirt for a ball. Green Jackets already with 3 hits this inning. Also a man reached on an error and a walk. The only out was a sacrifice fly from Francisco Floyd. 4-1 the score. At first is Collins. Dawson Diamond at second. Tavares a homer in the first. Infield at double play depth. The 1-0. Checked his swing. Did not hold up. Broke the plane. Rosario began this year in the Florida Complex, where he went 18 1/3 innings with an ERA of 1.96, holding opposing hitters to a 169 average. Called up a week and a half ago, right after the All-Star break. One and one the count, and the pitch. Change up for a strike at 83. In the complex, he let just 2 of 5 inherited runners score. He has yet to inherit any with the River Dogs until now. Martin's men on first and second. The 1-2, swing and a miss, slider got him, and Tavares fans for the first time today. So a big second out, as that'll bring up the 8th man to bat this inning, E.J. Exposito. Men at first and second, already 3 runs home here in the fourth. Augusta on top, 4-1. First pitch to Expo, taken downstairs for a ball. Rosario, 6'3", 220, was a DSL All-Star last year in the Dominican Summer League. Signed in 2021. The Rays, no pitchers like no one else. 1-0, misses outside. Change up at 83. Not a whole lot of velocity from Rosario, but he has shown a three-pitch mix so far. Hitters count here with men on first and second to Exposito. The pitch is grounded foul down the third base line. Nearly got through to the corner, but instead caroms off to the Augusta bullpen. Two and one now the count. Rosario checks the man at second, and the pitch waved at and missed. Beautiful frisbee-like slider there, and it goes to 2-2. Deuce is wild. Two on, two out, a 2-2 count to number two, EJ Exposito. The offering is fought foul off the handle of the bat. Still 2-2. Everyone in shadow now, and the pitch is popped up shallow center field. Barrette breaks towards it. He comes in. Now the right fielder there, but Barrette, the center fielder, will make the call and the catch. Side retired. Eight men bat. Three of them score. Two of them are left as Augusta takes a 4-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets with a three spot in the top of the inning.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jackets now on top by a score of 4-1 as we're entering the bottom of inning number four. Giancarlos Lara remains on the mound. He has done an excellent job. He gave up a solo shot in the first, has given up just one base runner since then. And he will have 3, 4, and 5, Isaac Spikes and John Diaz in this half inning. Isaac and Spikes both fan their first trip through. First pitch to the lefty is lined towards second and caught on a line by EJ Exposito, but Isaac pulls up a little limp here, holding the top of his foot. That's a little cause for concern. He did miss time with a foot injury earlier this year. So Ryan Spikes, next man up. Righty on righty, first pitch from Lara, taken at the top of the zone, a little bit too high for a ball. 1-0. That one gets the top of the zone for a strike at 95. Lara's looked mighty confident through an inning and a third, now up to just 35 pitches. Maybe the week off did him some good. 1-1. Inside for a ball. Slider that didn't break enough. One cut on and missed. High fastball had him out and below it. So a 2-2 count. Lara with three strikeouts so far, looking for a fourth. Spikes waggles the bat and the 2-2. Thought foul off the handle of the bat. Green Jackets got two walks last inning, also had a man reach on an error, and then the three hits ended up scoring them three runs. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chase down and away. And there is out number two. Lara has retired six in a row and 11 of the last 12 men. John Diaz grounded out to second to begin the second is the man at the plate. The lefty brings the corner in. First pitch, slider for a strike. Working him backwards here, going breaking ball first. Oh, one. Flown foul out of play. O-2 count here for Lara, looking to get through four innings on 40 pitches. No one aboard. Green Jackets on top, 4-1. 0-2 delivery. Crushed to right field and deep. This one is gone. And a bat flip to match from John Diaz, as they will get one run back on Diaz, his fourth homer of the year. Worrell didn't even move. That ball way over into the river. The third homer of the game between the two teams, and it's now a 4-2 contest. So a two-out homer for John Diaz has made it a 4-2 ball game, as the lefty Martinez takes a swing and a miss here. He struck out looking in the second. These two teams continue to just hit bomb after bomb. 37 home runs in 13 games between these two teams. As this one's popped foul down the left field line, Floyd gives it a look. It's going to make the seats. Fourth homer of the year for Diaz. He got his first against Augusta back on May 16th. Martinez down in the count 0-2. The pitch from Lara is taken just upstairs. Tried to get him to chase a fastball at 97. One, two. Just inside. 2-2. Tavares playing right behind the second base bag. Floyd where the shortstop normally would be. 2-2 pitch driven foul down the line and gets all the way out of the stadium, but maybe 40 feet to the right. The 2-2. Driven to right field again and foul. He's been on it, but a little early. Oh, So still 2-2. Martinez, two hard fouls and the pitch. Driven down the right field line again and again, just foul. He's taken three straight pitches and hit them very hard, each time maybe 10 feet closer to fair territory. First one was crushed away foul. Next one, just foul, and that one maybe 4 or 5 feet the wrong side of the line. Still 2-2 with two away. And the pitch is inside for a ball. So a full count here to the fourth man to bat, Martinez, and the pitch grounded towards third. Fielded by Francisco Floyd. His throw is accurate in plenty of time. Side retired. Well, the River Dogs get one back. Solo shot from John Diaz, his fourth of the year. As we head to the fifth inning, Augusta on top by 2-4-2 the score.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Top of the fifth at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium, the Joe, as we'll call it for short. Green Jackets with 3, 4, and 5 to up this half inning. They had 8 men bat in the last frame. Jeremy Celedonio leads it off, 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. First pitch to him, inside for a ball. This series, Celedonio 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts, but 3 walks yesterday. The 1-0 in the dirt. Herlin Rosario remains on the mound. He got the final 2 outs of the previous inning, meaning we have Trevor Martin's final line, the starter for the River Dogs. 3 1/3 innings. He gives up 4 runs, 3 earned. Walks 3, strikes out 3. 2-0, breaking ball for a strike at 81. Slider that time. Celedonio leads the team, 15 homers. The 2-1, driven down the third baseline. It eats up the third baseman, Barragan. His long throw skips in and is snagged beautifully by Isaac just in time for the out. Barragan dropped that ball and then was able to recover and throw. His throw was short, but Isaac, who made that error that scored the first run of the last inning, made a nice play to make amends. So Bryson Worrell to the plate. And he will take the strike. Worrell reached on the two-base error by Isaac and then scored to put the Green Jackets on top. It's now a 4-2 ball game with the River Dogs getting one back. The 0-1 phone foul. Worrell, 6 homers, 25 driven in. A week and a day ago had his first professional 2-home run game. The Green Jackets are responsible 30% of the league's two homer games this year by a single player. 0-2 taken up high. It's a 1-2 count to Worrell with no one on and one away in the top of the fifth. No action in either bullpen. Rosario has gone about an inning and a half in each outing so far. 1-2, grounded foul down the first baseline. It is Woman and Wine Night here at the ballpark. I haven't seen that promotion before, but every player has changed their walk-up song to one written by a woman. Gotta respect it. The 1-2. Checked his swing. They appeal up the first baseline. He did not go. So 2-2. Infield back, and the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike three. So two away for Jair Casanova. Takes a strike. Casanova, a walk and a strikeout, scored the what is right now the winning run. 0-1. Line down the right field line, slicing towards the corner and foul. It hits off a palm tree. So down to the count here, 0-2. Rosario has fanned two so far. 0-2. Fastball up high at 91. Not a whole lot of velocity at all, but some really promising movement on his off speed. And the 1-2. Grounded foul down the third base line. One-two. Big curveball at 74, taken up by the eyes. So a 2-2. Grounded down the third baseline. This one is just in fair ground. Barragan, long throw is in time again, narrowly beating out Casanova. So Augusta will end up going in order in the fifth. We're headed to the bottom of the frame halfway through this one. Green Jackets on top, 4-2.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the fifth, coming up, big news in the baseball world as the Angels have reportedly taken upcoming free agent Shohei Ohtani. off the trade market. They're four games out of wild card contention right now in the AL West, which has been dominated by Houston and Texas both. But maybe pushing for a playoff bid. The eventual decision for Shohei Ohtani is going to be fascinating. In all likelihood, he will end up with the most lucrative contract in baseball history, approaching his early 30s, but a superstar that the game has never known anyone like before. A top three pitcher in the league, and arguably a top two man at the plate. It's possible he'll end up leading the league in strikeouts and home runs. Berrette into the box. He'll take this one outside for a ball. It's 2-0 because we had a pitch clock violation on Giancarlo's Lara coming out to the mound. 2-0 pitch. Up high for a ball. 3-0. Berrette, Barragan, and Fernandez, the bottom three in the order, are the ones due up this half inning. 3-0. Get me over. Fastball for a strike. Berrette singled to left with two away in the second. He's had himself a tidy series so far. And the pitch fouled off. It'll go full. So a full count to the leadoff man this half inning. Lara has given up two solo home runs, but only three hits through four innings. Next pitch will be number 56. The 3-2 called strike three. Got him on the outside corner. So three straight balls to begin the inning, and then three straight strikes to finish off Berrette. Strikeout number five for Giancarlo Lara. So the eight-man Edwin Barragan next up. Popped out to second, his first time up, and he'll square to bunt and push it into Dawson Diamond's glove. It's a foul ball, 0-1. Green Jackets in the lead, 4-2, courtesy of that three-run top of the fourth, where Diamond, Floyd, and Stevens, who are all due up next half inning, each drove in a base runner. 0-1, caught on and missed in the dirt. Oh, and two, Lara delivers. It is outside. Slider, that great velocity there on that slider. 89 from Giancarlo Lara. It's 1-2. You know how to do the RCA jacks? No, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Those were color-coded, too. 1-2, up high at the chest. The batter, Barragan, unbuttons his jersey. It's only about two buttons remain on the bottom. Flapping in the wind out there. Slight breeze blowing out to right. Tutu fouled off. Got him on the shin. Still 2-2 after that foul ball. The pitch is grounded towards third, but foul into the Augusta dugout. Good at bat here for Barragan. 2-2, down and away. Foul count will go full. Couple of full counts here to begin this fifth inning. Lara has limited the traffic on the bases today. Only one base runner all game. But he will have to deal with a second here as he walks Barragan. So Mario Fernandez, just 2 for 25, will line the first pitch foul. Bounces off the roof. Be a one. Downstairs. On deck, top of the order, Chandler Simpson 0 for 2. The three hits this ballgame, one was Barrette's single, the other two were homers, one for John Diaz and one for Cooper Kinney. Shallow leadoff of first for Barragan. 1-1. Line towards the alley in left center field. Over is Collins. He looks up, and that ball is off the bottom of the wall. They're going to put the brakes on at third for Barragan. The throw will come to home plate. It'll be a long double off the bat of Fernandez. And now men at second and third with one away. Everyone lost sight of the ball. I think the crowd might have thought it went over the fence. More trade news as Noah Syndergaard has been dealt from the Dodgers to the Guardians in exchange for Ahmed Rosario. So two of the worst fielding infielders have been acquired by the Dodgers in the last couple of days. They picked up Kike Hernandez, who is the second worst fielding player and the third worst hitting player in the league, from the Red Sox yesterday. Minute second and third and one out. Chandler Simpson, who can beat out just about anything at the plate, first pitch outside for a ball. Man up and warming in the bullpen for Augusta is Chad Bryant. Simpson 0 for 2. Tying run 180 feet away. 1-0. Grounder down the third baseline. It's a base hit. It's going to get both runs in. As coming in is Barragan, and dropping the ball in left is Casanova. It'll be a two RBI double for Chandler Simpson, and we're all tied up at four. It had been smooth sailing for Lara through four innings. Only giving up two runs, but two more across with the speedster Simpson on second. And Cooper Kinney at the plate, a homer today. The pitch is up high for a ball. Simpson not afraid to steal third either. But he is the go-ahead run with one out in the heart of the order at the plate. And the 1-0. Checked his swing. It'll go all the way to the backstop, and Simpson will take third. Everyone late to react. It'll be most likely a wild pitch. So the go-ahead run 90 feet away. So 2-0. They say he did not swing on appeal. This one fouled off. It's 2-1. Infield in all the way around with a man on third. The 2-1 pitch. Line drive, right field, base hit. And the River Dogs have a three-run inning of their own to take the lead 5-4. Simpson in easily. Kinney picks up RBI number 33. And that'll do it for John Carlos Lara, who had held the River Dogs to just three hits through the first four innings. But this inning, a walk, a double, and a single have driven in three runs so far. And with just one out in the frame, Chad Bryant will come in here and a man on first. We'll have the break when we come back. Still the bottom of the fifth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the fifth, we've got our first pitching change for Augusta as Chad Bryant will take over for John Carlos Lara. And he will immediately have to deal with the power-hitting Xavier Isaac, 0 for 2 today and 0 for his last 6 after his homer in the first inning yesterday. Three runs home this half inning. It is now a 5-4 lead for the River Dogs. Looking for win number 6, it would be their second six-game winning streak in their last 13 games. They won 6, lost 1, and have won the last 5 as Isaac takes a strike. Lefty looking out at the righty Bryant. Cooper Kinney on first. Kinney is now 4 for 6 this series. The 0-1 to Isaac is down and away for a ball. One in the dirt. Green Jackets had some roster moves today. 2-1 is outside, 3-1. Just the one roster move, actually, as Tyree Thompson got promoted to High A Rome. He had been excellent in relief for Augusta this year, an 0-2 record, but a 286 ERA as the 3-1 pitch grounded foul. The count will go full. A whip of 1-1. Had given up a batting average against of just 182. Pickoff throw to first, and they've got Kinney in a rundown. Stevens throws this to Tavares, who will tag him out. And there is out number 2. So that will take Kinney off the base path. And now a full count for Xavier Isaac. I think they were going to run there with the full count and one away. Instead, now there's two away. Count still full. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him on a beautiful curve. Side retired. But three runs come in to score, all on John Carlos Lara. And it is a 5-4 lead for the River Dogs as we head to the sixth when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs.
We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Top of the sixth, the Green Jackets now trailing for the first time today. It's a 5-4 lead for the home River Dogs. River Dogs 9-1 their last 10 games, 10-1 their last 11 games. And they've won 5 in a row coming into tonight. The lefty, Eliezel Stevens at the plate. Our ground rule double drove in a run. His last time up, first pitch, big curveball at 73, taken way up high for a ball. And the 1-0 misses outside 2-0. On the mound remains Rosario working into his third inning. Man up in the bullpen as well. 2-0 pitch is inside and low. So a 3-0 count here to Stevens, who has three hits. He's 3-for-12 with Augusta this year. And all three of them have been for extra bases. As the 3-0 is in for a strike. For Rosario so far, 1 2/3 innings of work. Now up to 30 pitches with a couple of strikeouts, has yet to allow a run. The 3-1. Is flown off the end of the bat down the left field line. Simpson sprinting in. He slides and it drops in beyond his grasp. It rolls to the warning track. Stevens will be into second with his second double of the game. Back-to-back doubles in back-to-back ABs as Simpson with his excellent speed laid out head first, couldn't get there. Very similar to the play he made in center field yesterday where he tracked down a ball on the warning track after running well over 100 feet. It fell out of the palm of his glove and ended up being scored a double. And of course, you can't fault him for putting himself in a position to make a play with his excellent foot speed. So Stevens at second for Francisco Floyd, who will fly this one to deep center field. Going back towards the track is Barrette. He has the room and will make the catch. Stevens coming for third. Barrette throws a good one, and he is out. Some concern here as Floyd slid into Barragan at third, and the trainer in the infield coming over here to check on the man. It'll be the second outfield assist of the day for Barrette, who threw out Tyler Collins at the plate back in the second. A beauty of a throw, his second outfield assist this game, but some concern for Barragan, who now gets back to his feet. Steven slid into him there, but it'll go in the books as a double play. 8-5 double play. So two away now for Dawson Diamond, who had an RBI single his last time up. First pitch taken outside for a ball. That one's in the zone for a strike. Rosario now through two and a third innings, his longest outing of the season. Righty up in the bullpen, trying to get a look at the number down the right field line. The 1-1 outside for a ball with a slider. Looks like maybe Junior William down the line. 2-1. Misses outside, 3-1. The River Dogs have a ton of lefties on their team, both at the plate and on the mound, but this is one of the right-handers in the bullpen, of which there aren't that many. 3-1 pitch to Diamond is taking high ball four, so he has reached for the second time today. A single is last time up, and now a walk as they will let him face Tyler Collins here. So two away for TC. A great day for him so far. A walk and an RBI single. Rather, just a single, not an RBI single, just a single. And the first pitch to him up and in. And that's going to bring a little mound visit here between the catcher and pitcher. Neither of these teams has gotten anyone from the latest draft class yet, but it's not too far away. Players are beginning to make their debuts on the lower ends of the minors, including some of the more prestigious names in the draft. Collins fouls this one off. It's 1-1. Collins back up to 2-0-1 with his single. Back in the fourth. One pitch taken high. Diamond digging for second on the delayed steal, and he is in there safely. Diamond has never been caught on the bases in his entire career. He is not a runner. He has played just about 100 games in his minor league career and is probably one of the two or three slowest guys on the team. He has never been caught. 3-for-3 now in his 5-year career. 2-1 to Collins, and he'll foul it off. It's going to hit off the press box window, maybe 3 feet away from entering my booth. I've been waiting for one all year, and that's as close as we're going to get.
It hit the wood right here.
I've been waiting. Just hasn't happened yet. It peeled the paint. 2-2 to Collins, grounded foul down the first base line. It'll remain 2-2. If there was to be a ballpark where we're going to get one, it's going to be here where we are directly behind home plate with a generous space between the netting and us. But and unlike Zach Hample, I'd be sure to find a kid to give it back. Diamond on second with the 2-2 count. Collins flies it foul again. This one is over the roof. It's going to land all the way back in the front row as it ricochets off the tin. Yes. So still 2-2. Green Jackets with a tying run on second base and two away. And the pitch. Line foul yet again. Collins has seen Rosario pretty well so far. Junior William at the ready in the bullpen. The lefty Collins looks out at the righty Rosario, who has yet to allow a run in his brief career in affiliated baseball. pitcher will step off here to reset the clock. Now he's back on the mound. Still 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He swung at a ball way outside and low, and the side is retired. Green Jackets get a man to second and end up with 2 men at second, in fact, in the inning, but cannot bring one home. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, it is a 5-4 lead for the River Dogs.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the sixth, a 5-4 game. River Dogs on top. Green Jackets have now made an out at third and an out at home plate today.
And the
getting a look at the out they made at home plate, though. That was a bang-bang play. It looked a lot more definitive that he was out. The sweep tag from the catcher on Tyler Collins was just in time, it looks like, on review. So Spike's in to lead it off this inning. The first pitch from Bryant fouled off. 5-4 contest. Spike's 2 strikeouts today, 0 for 2. Isaac and Spikes, batters 3 and 4, combined 0 for 5 with 4 Ks. 0-1. Line drive, center field, base hit. Collins in to pick it up in center. He'll hold Spikes to a single. John Diaz to the plate, a homer his last time up. And he'll ground the first pitch to first, fielded by Stevens, his throw to second. Now in a rundown is Spikes. They'll throw to Stevens at first. Actually, Tavares will just tag him out himself. It'll be a 3-6 double play. Stevens tapped the bag, and then turning around halfway to second was Spikes, but Tavares, the shortstop, tagged him out. So two away for Raudelis Martinez, 0 for 2 today. First pitch, caught on and missed. Chad Bryant on the mound now through an inning. He went 3 innings, a season long, last Thursday night. This pitch taken inside. One-one, in for a strike. Change up at 86. Braves now on top by a score of 3-0 in Boston on an Ozzie Albies 3-run home run. Now 3-1, actually. Sox get one back in the bottom of the frame. 1-2 pitch taken just inside.
Four days or more.
4 3 weeks, maybe.
Or more.
2-2 to Martinez. The pitch is swung on and missed all the way to the backstop. Diamond hustles it down. His throw to first is all the way into right field as it deflects off the helmet of the batter, who will be safe at first. A strikeout and a wild pitch. And Martinez will take first. What a weird play. We've seen that a number of times this season. That's the fourth time this year that a strikeout has put a man on base. So the first pitch here to Barrette outside for a ball. Man on first, two away. 5-4 the lead for the home River Dogs. One oh, swing and a miss. Bryant looking over at first. Stevens holding on the man. The pitch is bunted down the third baseline. Bryant hustles over. Floyd will pick it up and no one will have a throw. It'll be a bunt single for Christopher Barrette. And now the ball comes loose at second and a run comes to third. We'll have to wait to see how they score that one. It could be a fielding error or a throwing error. But the man on first, Martinez, ends up all the way at third on a bunt single from Barrette. Yesterday, Barrette drove in a run with a bunt single, so now men at the corners. And two outs for Barragan, who walked and scored in the fifth. It'll certainly be a single for Barrette. The question is where the error goes, whether it's on the third baseman, pitcher, or shortstop. It is a error on the shortstop. So Tavares with his 19th error of the year. Men at the corners for Barragan. A chance maybe for some insurance here. One-run ball game, bottom of the sixth. Runners going for second. Pitch down low for a ball. No throw from Diamond. He snap throws back to third. Not in time. They tried some trickeration there maybe to get one of the men, but it'll be a stolen base for Barrette. So now men at second and third. The pitch did miss, the 1-0. Line into left. Casanova has plenty of room. He battles the lights and makes the catch. Side retired. So a couple of base runners in the frame, but none could score. We'll head to the seventh. 5-4 the score. Thank you.
Lay off the seven, shortstop number one, Yoris Tavares.
Top of the seventh, it is a 5-4 ball game, and Junior William, the flame-throwing right-hander, into the game. First pitch at 99 miles an hour, sizzles over the head of Tavares for a ball. Green Jackets have had mixed results against William this year. He had his best and worst outings of the season against Augusta, and he will get a strike on the inside corner at 98. Blink and you miss it. 98 to 100 on the fastball with minimal off-speed stuff, 6 feet 4 inches tall, 23 years of age. The 1-1 fastball caught on and missed. Save situation here, top of the seventh, but unlikely he would go three this year. A 4-2 record, 4.75 ERA, 1-for-3 in save opportunities, and one of those blown saves came against Augusta. He struck out 38 and walked 30. A whip of almost 2, but when he's on, he's untouchable. 1-2. Breaking ball up high. And it's 2-2. So 2-2 here. 2-2 here, rather, to Tavares. The pitch is outside and low, 3-2. That was a changeup, but again, the breaking stuff is just not really there for William. He had an outing against Augusta where he gave up a run, rather two runs, walking two and balking in one. 3-2 pitch here, swing and a miss. 98 miles an hour on the fastball, and down on strikes goes Tavares. So that'll bring up EJ Exposito. 1-for-3, stole third after singling earlier today. First pitch, driven to right field, high in the air. Diaz heads back towards the track, has plenty of room. Now goes to his left and makes the catch. So quickly, two away for Jeremy Celedonio. 0-for-3 today, looking for his first hit of the series. Good power-on-power matchup here. Celedonio, a fastball hitter. First pitch is a fastball, and it's a strike at 98. A 1, down and away at 100 miles an hour. Outfield very deep, and why not? A one-run game and two away. The 1-1. Changeup taken high. Yesterday, Celedonio struck out his first at-bat and then drew three consecutive walks. So 0-for-4 with three walks this series, and a 2-1 count here. And the pitch, swing and a miss, 98 miles an hour right past him. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fastball at 98. Side retired. Stretch time here in Charleston. 5-4 is the score. Well, Bill Murray in the house this evening. Up there outside the suites to our right. He is a part owner of this team. And I suppose in the building this week, as taking a ball here is Mario Fernandez. Chad Bryant on the mound, bottom of the seventh. And a 5-4 score in favor of the River Dogs. 1-0, cut and a missed. If you were to own a minor league baseball team, there are worse spots than Charleston, South Carolina, that's for sure. 1-1 in the dirt. Tomorrow, temperatures again pushing up to the mid-90s as the 2-1 from Bryant. Grounded toward short, Tavares, fields, gathers, and throws in time to get him. Leadoff man to the plate, Chandler Simpson, who doubled in a pair. Back in his last at-bat in the fifth. That tied the game, and then Simpson scored the go-ahead run, the last run we've seen today. First pitch to him is taken for a ball inside. Chopper to first and a foul ball. Stevens fielded it just on the wrong side of the bag. Cooper Kinney on deck has gone 2-for-3 today, went 2-for-3 yesterday as well. Owen Murphy makes the start tomorrow night for Augusta. The 1-1 is line foul down the left field line. Tristan Casas has homered in Boston to make it a 3-2 ball game. That game in the bottom of the seventh. With Pierce Johnson, just acquired from Colorado, making his Braves debut. In relief of Spencer Strider. 1-2, misses down and in. This one fouled off, so still 2-2. Bryant trying to put away Simpson for the second out. 2-2 pitch, taken inside for a ball. Simpson yet to steal a base this week. Stuck on 69. He only needs 23 more as he will take a ball here to walk. Only needs 23 more to become the all-time River Dogs single season stolen base leader. Obvious running spot here. He has a massive lead off of first, being held on by Stevens. Pickoff throw comes, the tag not in time. Would bet some good money that Simpson will take off, either, if not on this pitch, then the next one. He doesn't even need to time men up because of how fast he is. Pickoff throw to first, and he is just there in time. Yet again, he takes his lead. 5-4, the score. River Dogs on top. Kinney drove in the go-ahead run the last frame. Simpson goes. The pitch is taken high. The throw down is going to go into center field. And Simpson's going to try for third. Collins' throw is bounced up there. And Simpson steals second. Will take third on the throwing error. And just like that, that's what he can bring to a team. Stolen base number 70 of the year. And an error on Diamond. just the 70 stolen bases for Chandler Simpson. We're here in game 91 of the year, so just under one per game as this one popped up down the left field line. Over is Casanova towards the foul line, and he will make the catch, and it's too shallow to send Simpson home. So out number two. And now Isaac will need to contribute with a base hit here if they want to bring that insurance run across. Red Sox have taken the lead over Atlanta. It's now 4-3 going into the top of the eighth. So Isaac at the plate, man on third. First pitch swung on and missed. Isaac 0-3, two strikeouts and a lineout. Green Jackets will have to deal with Junior William in the next frame. 0-1 inside. And the 1-1 is inside for a ball. One pitch taken outside, 3-1 the count. No action in the Augusta bullpen. The 3-1. Isaac smokes this one way back to center field, and that ball is gone. Isaac goes off the batter's eye, and it's now a 7-4 ball game. Second homer in as many games for Xavier Isaac, 12th of the year. Now up to 33 men driven in. As this one's fouled off. Rather, 45 men driven, excuse me, for Xavier Isaac. Oh, and one on Ryan Spikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Spikes down 0-2 now. A single is last time up. This game got a whole lot more difficult. 0-2 is in the dirt. And the 1-2 downstairs. The 2-2 pitch, line foul to right, and out of play. Well, the River Dogs offense putting on a show here with Bill Murray in the house. They have now hit 5 home runs in a little under 2 games. As Kinney lines this one into the Augusta bullpen. Still 2-2. And the pitch from Bryant. on the inside corner called strike three side retired, but a two-run home run from Xavier Isaac is second in as many days as given some insurance and some breathing room for the River Dogs. 7-4 now the score as we head to the eighth. Green Jackets now down three. It's a 7-4 ball game in the top of the eighth. The flame-throwing junior William back out onto the mound. In Boston, it's been much of the same. The Braves were up 3-0. They have given up four straight runs. It's now a 4-3 Red Sox lead after Justin Turner doubled off the monster with two away. One and oh as he takes a fastball up high. First pitch here, rather second pitch here, cut on a miss, one and one. One one, fouled into the netting, 95 there, so just a change up from Junior William on the mound. He threw 100 a couple times back in the last frame. Looks like we're going to have another man up and warming here in the bullpen. Still a save situation. Three-run ball game. 1-2. Ooh, hits him on the shoulder, and that's going to hurt. Although I think it might have just missed, actually. It nearly got him on the shoulder. He was able to get out of the way of it. So 2-2. And the pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a changeup at 87. So Jair Casanova next up, no one on and one away. First pitch slider inside for a ball. Casanova today, a walk, 0-2. He has reached in four straight without a hit, 1-0. Big fastball, swing and a miss. The 1-1, swing and a miss again. Fastball in the high 90s. Green Jackets, six hits in this one. They had a leadoff double back in the sixth, and then they flew into an 8-5 double play. That was their last base hit today. Green Jackets got three runs in the fourth, but it's been all River Dogs since then. They've scored the last five, rather the last six, 1-2 taken high. The 2-2. Grounder up the middle. Second baseman Kinney plays it behind the bag. His throw to first in time. Two away, and that'll bring up Eliezel Stevens, who has two doubles today, responsible for a third of Augusta's hits. An RBI ground rule double in the fourth, and then a double in the sixth. He was the one retired third on the 8-5 double play. First pitch to him, fastball up high at 99 for a ball. One-oh, all the way to the backstop. River Dogs came into today with a very comfortable lead in the division. Four games up over Columbia and Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach clinched the first half championship, so they don't need to win the division to be in postseason baseball. 2-0, outside 3-0. Jack Hartman looks like the one up and warming in the bullpen right now. The 3-0 pitch, way high, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Stevens is the first man allowed to reach by Junior William today after retiring the first five with three strikeouts. So that'll bring up Francisco Floyd, who has just one official at-bat today, and he flew into a double play. He walked in the second, drove in a run with a sacrifice fly in the fourth. Green Jackets down 7-4, trying to avoid a fourth straight loss. Floyd takes a back-me-up slider for a strike. Going back to Saturday, Green Jackets have been outscored 30-10, so make it 37-14. That's proper football scores. 0-1, slider up high for a ball. One-one, grounded towards third, and backhanded by Barragan. Long throw across the diamond, not in time. Floyd will beat out an infield single as Stevens takes second. Going to be a very tough play. Barragan got it off quickly, but not in time. Floyd with good foot speed, and we'll see if they let William be the man to pitch to diamond or not with a man up and warming in the pen. It appears that they will. So Dawson Diamond, the former River Dog, already driven in one today, has two aboard, representing the tying run here in the top of the eighth. First and second with two away, the pitch to Diamond down in the dirt, taken for a ball. Now we'll have a mound visit here as Fernandez tries to restore some order here with Junior William. One oh pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. Big leadoff of second for Stevens. No one holding either runner on. The 1-1 pitch fouled off the mask of the catcher Fernandez. It's 1-2. It looks like the Green Jackets will have Chad Bryant going back out to the mound for the bottom of the eighth, but they did have a Starlin Rodriguez warming up as well for a time. Time is called by Diamond. He will reset the clock. Diamond got his 15th RBI of the season with an RBI single back in the fourth when the Green Jackets scored three runs to take the lead. They have not scored since. Men at first and second, the 1-2 pitch, slider in the dirt. So 2-2 now, and the pitch. Called strike three, fastball at 97, and the side is retired. Green Jackets get two men aboard and cannot push either of them home. And we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets down in this one by a score of 7-4. Starlin Rodriguez in when we come back. John Diaz in here to lead off the bottom of the eighth. First pitch, grounded over towards second, and Exegeta will throw him out. Starlin Rodriguez in relief of Chad Bryant. Final line for Bryant, 2 2/3 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs both earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts, and that costly home run. First pitch is downstairs for a ball. The 1-0 from the righty grounded to second. Fielded by Exposito, and he'll throw to first for the out. Back-to-back 4-3 groundouts here to begin the frame. Starlin Rodriguez, ERA of 7.32. It's been a bit of a struggle for him in the last 6 weeks or so. Gave up 5 hits and 2 runs on Saturday in the loss. Did not get a decision. Also gave up a home run. First pitch taken high here by Christopher Berrette. The lefty Berrette is 2-for-3, swing and a miss here. Two singles for Berrette today. He's 4-for-7 on the series, all singles. Two of them were bunts. One and one the count. Infield pulled way over to the first base line, and the pitch is outside. Owen Murphy gets the start tomorrow for Augusta. He'll be opposed by the man who only throws strikes. Marcus Johnson. 2-1, outside 3-1. Marcus Johnson, a pretty remarkable record this year. Three and one here on Barrette. The pitch is popped up. Shallow center field. Collins darts in. Looks up into the lights and makes the catch. Side retired. A 1-2-3 frame for Rodriguez. And we'll head to the ninth. Green Jackets down three. Looking for a comeback win here. Try and stop the River Dogs from taking their sixth in a row when we come back. Back here for the top of the ninth inning, it is Jack Hartman, the App State product, into the game here, looking for his first save of the season. 0 for 2 in save opportunities this year, acquired in the G-Man Choi trade last November. Spent all season here at the age of 25. Was a fourth rounder by the Pirates back in 2020, but has been throwing well as of late, being one of the older arms in the league. Last time out was on the 22nd on Saturday, where he struck out four in two innings of work, picking up the win. 9-1 and 2 due up. Green Jackets down three. The lefty Collins looking out at the righty. First pitch fastball for a strike. The 0-1 is outside and high at 96. A win here would move the River Dogs 4.5 games clear at the top of the division. They had moved to 10 games over 500 here in the second half. The 1-1 is grounded over toward short. Backhanded by Spikes. His long throw is off the edge of the dugout. And Collins will be aboard at first. We'll wait for the scoring. Collins with great speed. I'm not sure that he would have beaten that out. We'll see if they give it as an infield hit or an error on Spikes. But either way, Green Jackets with a man on first. It is indeed an E6. So Collins reaches on the error, and the top of the order comes up to the plate in the form of Ambioris Tavares. Yesterday, 1-for-3 with a homer and a hit by pitch. Today, 1-for-4 with a homer and a pair of strikeouts along with a flyout to right. Collins on first, already one stolen base today, 25 on the year. First pitch to Tavares, a slider for a strike at 89. No point in sending the runner here. And the 0-1 in the dirt for a ball.
Let's go.
Collins with his lead. The 1-1. Flown foul down the right field line. Out of play. Green Jackets with 7 hits today. A multi-hit game for Eliezel Stevens with 2 doubles. No one else has recorded more than 1 hit. Plenty of men have reached twice, though. They've got a good number of walks. One and two the count. Tavares with 2 strikeouts today, trying to avoid a third. Collins off of first, being held on by Isaac. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle toward short. Fielded to second for one. On to first. Double play. .643, second double play of the game for Augusta, and now they're down to their final out. 7-4 the score. Swing and a miss here by Exposito. Count 1-1. It would be the 4th straight loss for Augusta, the 6th straight win for the River Dogs, and the Green Jackets would need to wait until tomorrow to stop this skid. 1-1 is in for a strike. 1-2, so Hartman looking to pick up his first save. Down to their final strike, 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, ball game over. Another win for the River Dogs. They pick up their 6th in a row, their 12th in their last 13 games, as they have taken a 2-0 lead in this series, as the Green Jackets yet again fall short by a final score of 7-4 today. 2 3-run losses to begin this series. That'll bring us to our easy go post-game show. 7 runs on 9 hits with an error for Charleston. It is 4 runs on 8 hits with 2 errors for Augusta. They've gone in and changed it to an infield single for Tyler Collins earlier in this frame. So multi-hit games for Tyler Collins and Eliezel Stevens, and that'll bring us to our easy go line of the night. Stevens, with his 2-hit game, now has 4 hits in 13 ABs for Augusta, 3 doubles and a triple, yet to record a hit that is not a extra base hit. Our It Guy of the Game, brought to you by Premier Networks, the IT guys serving North Augusta. We'll give it in this game to Ambioris Tavares. Another home run for him leading off the game. Yes, he did hit into that double play, but he has 4 home runs now in the last 8 games and really heating up, taking a big turn for the better. The win in this one will go to Rosario, who came in and pitched 2 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. He picks up the win. The save goes to Hartman, his first. The loss will go to John Carlos Lara. He falls to 2-6. Owen Murphy will get the nod tomorrow for Augusta, going up against Marcus Johnson. We'll have the call of that game at 7:05. Green Jackets will look to stop the skid, and we'll talk to you then. Green Jackets fall on this one. Hope for a comeback from the Braves in the top of the 9th at Fenway, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Another loss for the Green Jackets, who see that goal of .500 slipping away.